Hey, Kate.
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Ethel?
Yes, this is Ethel.
Hi, Ethel. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Ethel, I was reaching out to you because we had sent you a text message yesterday with the onboarding requirements that you need to complete to work with Phyllis Smith.
Yes, I was doing that test. I've done all the answers. I got two wrong, and the red corrected them. And every time I make a mistake, I got to start all over again. So my daughter's going to come down with her computer and let me use that today because I'm having trouble with doing it on the phone. Then I got to start all over after I almost be finished. I don't know why y'all take it away if, you know, I don't know. Every time you make a mistake, you got to start all over again. And I'm 64 years old, and I normally don't do nothing with my phone or watch Facebook and TikTok.
I see. So your daughters are going to stop by to help you?
No, she's going to. I can do it, but I think it would be easier for me to do on a computer than my phone.
Yeah.
Because every time I started that test over twice, I'm tired now.
Oh, I see.
And if I make a mistake, it start me all over again.
Do you need me to send you the link via email? Since we texted it to you, would it be easier if you could access your email when you're on the computer to complete the link?
Well, you can send it to my email.
What's your email?
It's ethelhels61@gmail.com. But I'm scared to even start it again because then if I start it again and I make a mistake, I'm going to have to keep starting over.
No, Ethel, I'm saying like when you have the computer so you can also access your email on the computer and that way you have the link.
Okay, so you will send the link to my email.
Right, so it's easier because then how would you get the link?
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, so Ethel, I just wanted to verify your email. You said Ethel, T like Tom, S like Sam, 61@gmail.com.
Yeah, Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, P as in Paul, S as in Smith, 61@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to go ahead and send it over to you right now. And Ethel,
okay.
In the meantime, do you have your IDs handy with you right now?
Do I have what with me? I'm sorry.
Your IDs, like your driver's license or your state ID?
Yes, she's going to send all that over too. The driver's license, my TB test, and my Social Security card.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Right. And then, are you up to date with your TB test, Ethel?
Yes, I just had it in August.
Perfect. And do you have the results with you?
Yes. She's going to send all that stuff over to you. It's all on my phone.
Okay. No worries. And just one more thing before I let you go, Ethel, for your two-year residency proof, have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
I've been living here all my life.
Okay, good. So do you happen to keep any of your old expired IDs with you?
You know what? That's why we had to go to another company because I have my IDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the girl, she didn't understand. She said that my I lost my ID, so when they reissued another one,
mm-hmm.
I got it 11/26/25.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't accept it because my other ID that I had before this one
mm-hmm.
expired in 23. But when you lose your ID, they give you the same ID and the new date that they issued it.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Do you have your old ID that says 2023?
I have them all.
Yeah, just take a picture. Tell your daughter to take a picture of it and send it to me via email.
Now, do you understand what I'm saying, though? Because I got to get a new license in 27, but when I lost it, they reissued it in 25.
Yes, but you still have the old ID, right?
Yes, I still had old IDs. I have two or three of them.
Okay, and you have it physically with you, right? The old one.
Yes. As soon as she comes, I'm going to have her to help me send everything so I don't make no mistakes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, just take a picture of any of the older IDs that you have, not the new one, and that would be the 2-year proof that you're sending me.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I'm still going to need your up-to-date ID, though, for your ID purposes. Okay?
Yes, I do have my new driver's license, but it's not new. I got to get it redone over in 27. But the girl couldn't understand that I had it all that time, the same picture and everything. I just lost it.
Oh, I see. I mean,
and I got a new one today.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I
do. So my new driver's license say 11/18/25, but that's only because I lost. Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then one more thing, Ethel. Let me just take a look. So we talked about your 2-year proof, your TB test, your up-to-date. Oh, would you be comfortable with providing me with your date of birth and social over the phone? We need to submit a background check report on all of the aides that are onboarding with us. Generally,
yes,
it takes a couple of days for the results to come back, so we'd like to submit this in as soon as possible.
Okay. My date of birth is 12/5/61.
Okay. And what's your social?
My social is 19848-7175.
All right, I'm just going to repeat. Your date of birth is 12/5/1961, and your social is 19848-7175.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll submit the report right now, and I'll keep you posted once I get the results, okay?
Okay, as soon as you... Okay, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was going to say I'm going to reach out to you back on Monday to just get an update on everything. Hopefully, you're able to complete all of the requirements when your daughter comes over and provides you with the computer. But if you have any questions, you can call me at this number directly, okay?
Okay. Once my daughter sends everything, when will I start work?
Let me just take a look at your case. Give me one moment, Ethel. Okay, so it seems like they want to get you started by Tuesday. So try to complete everything so that everything is in, and once you receive the authorization on Tuesday, you can immediately start.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay, of course. My pleasure.
Yes.
I'm here until 4 p.m. if you need me, okay?
Okay, what's your name?
Monica.
Okay, thank you, Monica.
You're welcome, Ethel. Have a good one.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.